Good afternoon. My name is Dwayne Cable. I'm the Vice President of IT at Pasadena City College, and it is my great pleasure to introduce this session. As we can tell, it's already very intriguing, right? I'd like to introduce Richard Sigler, who is the Director of the Project Management Office at Loyola University, Maryland. And with that, you were going to do the other intros.
I will indeed. Thank you.
Very good.
And thank you all very, very much for being here today. We're really excited to have everybody here to join us for a game of Project Risk. Now, I'd like to introduce a few folks who are around the room today who have just been absolutely invaluable in terms of putting all of this together. And so all of our team members, if you make sure you're standing, I'll introduce you here to Elena Bozovitsky, who works with me in the Project Management Office at Loyola University, Maryland. We have over there Sue Motley, our head of training, and our CIO, Louise Finn, right here. Thank you, Louise. Pat Donahue over there. Matt Kelly right here. Jason Younger's over there. Susan Mildenberger, who we know and love from MICA, the Maryland Institute of College and Arts, and we're so happy you're here to help us out. And then today, we also are very privileged to have the game designer of Project Risk with us, who is Kay West, and Kay is from SuccessfulProjects.com, who designed this game.
Where's Scott? How'd I forget you, Scott? Sorry, buddy. Scott is my associate director of the Project Management Office. We've worked together for years, and Scott has been absolutely invaluable, including typing up this most excellent documentation that's in front of you here. Okay, well, at any rate, welcome to Project Risk. Now, we have never run this game in 50 minutes before, so I'm going to have to actually increase my rate of speech. And the other thing that we're going to do is go over the rules so quickly, and we are going to launch into the first round of this game at lightning speed. So, fasten your seatbelts. There are no seatbelts. Well, just get ready for action. Okay, the first thing to note here about Project Risk is that every one of you represents an organization. We'll say a university. Each team here around a game board is a university. And let's just say that upper management in your university just came back from a conference. And we all know what that means, right? They've come back with exciting new ideas. And we're going to say that in this case, they came back with a new idea to roll out a new enrollment management system. Now, I've got to tell you, this enrollment management system is going to change everything. It is going to put your university on the map like never before. And you've got to roll it out in 1 year. And you're all doing this at the same time. Each university. So you guys are a university. What's the name of your fictional university?
Awesome University.
Awesome University. Welcome, Awesome University. All right, now every team should come up with a team name, because at the end of the game, we're going to ask you what that team name is. So think of what your university is, all right? And you're going to roll out this enrollment management system within 1 year, 12 months, or when it comes to game terms, 12 turns. You've got 12 turns to roll this thing out, and you'll be on time. Now, in any project, you don't want to just be on time. You want to be on scope, delivering the full scope of the project, in this case, rolling out an enrollment management system. Now, if you look at the game board, you'll see there's a twisting, turning, linear path that your university, specifically your project manager piece, who's down on the initiating bubble at the very start of the game board, is going to need to travel. To complete the entire project, you need to pass over every space on the game board, and you will complete the project's scope. So then the last thing that you have to do to deliver the project successfully is to deliver it on budget. Now, you'll see you've got a collection of chips that are down in the lower left-hand corner of the game board, and that is your starting budget. It's right there on the Greyhound. You're going to have to pay your project team members in order to continue working and advance the project. You can see your little team members are over there in the little cloud, the little team member cloud that's in the upper right of the board, or sort of in the middle right of the board. Those are your team members. Each team member helps to advance the project, and you want to hold on to those team members. You don't want to lose those team members. You're counting on each and every one of them to do their very best. Don't I sound like William Shatner sometimes? To do their very best. Sorry, Bill, if you're watching this. Okay, so the problem here is you've got to retain those team members. If you are to lose all of your team members, in the course of the game is over. Or if you run entirely out of money, the game is over. So you're going to have to manage your resources well to make this project a success. All right, what we are going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is we are going to jump right in to gameplay. And I'm going to step you through the very first turn of the game. Now, you're going to have questions as the game progresses. And any one of our fantastic team here is going to be available for answers. And Scott ultimately has all the answers. That's why I'm glad you're on my team. So if you have any problems or questions, raise your hand and somebody from our team will come and assist you. But we're going to start by going through the first turn of the game. Now, I'm going to show you, if you turn in your rules, these rules are going to be very important. They're going to help you throughout the game. Because we're going through the rules so quickly, it's going to be handy to have them referenced. And now, I just want to draw your attention to page 2.
Excuse me, one sec, Rich.
Yes, Scott.
Anybody coming in, please come and play a game. We'll put a seat out so we have plenty of room. So if you'd like to play instead of just watch, just raise your hand. We'll get you a seat.
Thank you, Scott. So if you look at page 2, winning the game, okay? I just want to stress one thing. Yes, there are points allocated with this project, and it's kind of fun to be able to allocate the project. The idea is that the points weigh the quality of the project that you ultimately bring in with the final deliverable, the delivery of the enrollment management system. But I'll tell you this, and this is the truth. You win the game if you complete the project. We'll gather scores and we'll put them up because that's kind of fun. But you win the game if you complete the project. And not everybody will be able to complete the project. And hopefully there'll be some lessons learned along the way. So now on to page 3 of the rules. Okay, this is the standard turn, folks, and we're going to step through this. Right now, you're going to take the first turn. And as a matter of fact, something that's very critical is that you keep track of what turn you are on. So this is turn number 1. So if you have a piece of paper and a pen there, you want to write a slash mark on that thing so you know you're in turn number 1. Because remember, you've got 12 turns to bring the project in. You can go over that. There's a penalty for going over. Because remember, upper management is saying, we need this enrollment management system in 1 year. Okay? So we're going to start with turn number 1. So, as is in the rules right here, for every turn, move the project manager, who is the little piece on the initiating bubble right by your big stack of chips, move that team member forward a number of spaces equal to the number of team members that you have in your little team member cloud. The project manager does not count as a member of the team. Remember, the project manager's job is to make sure the work gets done, but not do the work. So it's the team members. So on your first turn, you'll be moving 5 squares. If you ever lose a team member, you'll be moving less spaces. That's why team members are important. Now, the next step, pay for the moves that you just took. You're now paying the team members for the work that they've done. You'll note that the cost of each space is noted above the spaces. In this case, the 5 steps you just took cost 1 chip per step. So you need to take 5 chips, 1 chip for each team member, from your budget, and place it in with the bank. The bank is in the upper left. That pays for the move you just made. Don't forget that step. That's really critical in this game. You've got to remember to pay your team members. If you don't pay your team members, they quit. Okay. The next thing that you do, is everybody caught up? The next thing you do is you take the black 8-sided die that's on your game board. Now, this is where things get interesting. This is why the game is called Project Risk, because with any project, there are risks that you're going to face. Now, the good thing is that you guys are excellent project teams. You're experienced, and you're ready for action. And because of that, your project team has worked hard to brainstorm risks that you can identify up front before the game even commences, before the project even commences, that might face your project. And those risks are the ones that are face up on the game board. There are also risks that are face down, the nebulous, unidentified risks that lurk around the corner, ready to bite you. And when those risks hit, they hit fast and they hit hard. So what you're going to do is you're going to roll the 8-sided die to see what risk now hits your project in some fashion. Now, some of you just got risks that correspond with the card that's face up, And some of you just rolled a number that corresponds to a risk that is face down. Okay, folks, now this is where the action happens. If you rolled a card that is face down, turn it over and look at it, and whatever it says on that risk has hit your project immediately. There's nothing you can do about it. It came out of nowhere, and it just hit you. That's for the unidentified risks. Again, if you're having any problems, raise your hand, and one of our team will come over and assist. All right. If you rolled a risk that has been identified, which means that it's face up, you have an opportunity to take action. That's a good thing. If it was an identified risk, it didn't blindside you. If you rolled an identified risk, what you do is you take that risk card that was face up, it does not affect you yet, and you put it in one of the transparent holders that say triggered, so that it is sitting face up, so that it's standing up. That risk is triggered, but it does not bite you yet. Raise your hands if you have questions. Okay, so face down risks bite you immediately. Face up risks, whether they're positive or negative, go into the triggered stands, and they're waiting around the corner to take effect.
So what he's explaining now is if you guys have rolled, let's say you rolled a 5, you take the trigger stand, and then put it up.
I'll answer that question.
So it triggers. It didn't actually happen yet.
Okay. Now, for those of you who rolled a face up risk that's now triggered and standing in one of the transparent triggered stands, because that risk hasn't taken effect yet, you have the opportunity to play on that risk a mitigation or an enhancement strategy. Now, you can see on the left-hand side of the board, it says risk strategies. Since that's a triggered risk that hasn't hit you yet, you can take action on that risk. And if you roll it again, well, then it'll hit you. If you turn to page 5 goes into an explanation of what the risk strategies are. Now, please note that the risk strategies, the cost of a risk strategy, depends on the impact score that's printed on the card. So when you take an action on a risk, you have to pay for that action. And this corresponds to realistic activities that could occur in a real project. For example, an example of an identified risk might be that you learn that there is a hurricane coming that could delay your project. You've heard about that on the Weather Channel. So because you've heard about that, that risk is triggered. There's a hurricane coming in. You have the opportunity to take action. It's going to cost money to take action. But by taking action, if the hurricane hits, your project won't be affected. That's an example of risk mitigation.
Rich, a question?
Yes, Kay.
Do you want them to play on immediately or after the first roll?
I'm sorry, Kay?
Do you want them to play on immediately?
Play out immediately.
Oh.
Yeah, if the unidentified risk hits right now and occurs. Oh, you mean moving forward now? Oh, yeah. I understand. Yes, that's definitely true. I would say that if you feel comfortable taking the next turn, to just go ahead and take the next turn. But if you'd rather sort of wait for the rest of the group, great presentation, by the way.
Then
I was, yes, that was me. Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Oh. Yes. Okay. Yep. Okay. Sue, can you help that table over there? Thank you. Yes. No. That's right. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, a couple questions that have come up. One, if a risk hits you and it actually happens, like an unidentified risk that actually hits you, you take that card and you put it in the discard pile, which says risk log on it. It's in the upper right-hand corner of the board. A risk only actually bites you one time in the game, and if you roll that number again, it does not have any impact on you whatsoever. Okay, the last few rules that I will just mention to you before we go into full swing is that as your project manager progresses across the game board, when you pass one of the bubbles that represent milestones in the project, your project sponsor gives you additional funding. Those are called funding milestones. For every funding milestone that you pass, the blue circles, you get an additional 10 chips taken from the bank and given to your budget. That's the way your sponsor is going to be contributing to your budget as you move forward. You'll also note that there are rules on the rule sheet there about how to borrow in advance from the funding milestone. The last thing I'll mention before we go into full swing is what appears on page 4. These are special scenarios that you might want to implement as a project manager. They are printed on page 4, and the rules are there on how to do it. It includes how to borrow money, I need money quick, how to fire employees, which is on page 4 as well, how to hire a consultant, or when all else fails, when you're running out of money, or you're running out of time, and you need to switch the project into full gear, working everybody nights and weekends, you can go into heroic mode, which is on page 4. If you're an organization that does not have effective project management, you're running in heroic mode all the time. So for many of you, you're familiar with that. Okay, remember, keep track of every turn. Pay your chips. And please note that in the execution phase, spaces cost 5 chips each. Execution is the most expensive of all the project phases. Keep track of what turn you're on and ask questions as you go. All right. Good luck, teams. Go develop an enrollment management system. Good luck. Yes, ma'am. No, every turn, this die is only used in heroic mode. Every turn, you pass the number of spaces equal to the number of team members that you have. Every time. That's essentially like the planned approach, where you have estimated how far you can go with certain resources over a certain amount of time. Only heroic mode is where it gets random. No, the circles are not spots. That's correct. Let me just announce those questions. Okay, we were asked a couple questions I just want to share with the group. Every turn, unless you go into heroic mode, which is where you roll the orange die, but in standard movement, you always move the number of spaces equal to the number of team members you have. So you're not actually rolling for movement. You're moving on a planned approach, number of spaces equal to the number of team members you have. Second question was, do the blue bubbles count as spaces? They do not. You move right over the blue bubbles, and you get your 10 chips for doing so.
Second turn is just... No, only one strategy. Sorry about that. That's a great question. We never get asked. It's true. Any possible time to balance is one of my own models. A really good question. We might change that policy. No problem. Yes. Yes. Does that make sense? The idea is that if you haven't identified them as a marketing team, then you can switch it right out. That's what you're saying. Does that make sense? A risk, then you are paying the impact score, and that's it. And that means that if you roll it again, you get double the benefit. Well, the impact score only comes into effect when you pay, right? You roll that card. So did you just roll the six? Okay, great. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I'm not sure. Did you just roll this just now?
In this turn.
That was a previous turn.
Oh, okay. Yep. So now it sits here in a triggered status. If you roll it again, then you get double benefit.
That's right. You have to earn the double benefit. You have to back off until you get it again.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
That's right. It's only rolling again. That's right. Yep, it just sits until you roll it again. So the idea would be something like, let's say, folks, there are a couple questions about risks. If it was an identified risk, it goes into the triggered status. It would only bite you if you roll it again. You roll it a second time when it's in triggered status. Then it hits you unless you mitigated it, and then you dodge the bullet again. All right? And remember, risks only hit you one time. Once a risk card actually bites you or benefits you, it goes into the discard.
How far do we... When do we go to?
So remember, if you lose team members, that impacts the amount that you can move each turn because you've got less people on your team.
That one, yes, that's good. But you know what? Sometimes it happens. You got to roll with the punches. But also remember, you've got this heroic mode if you ever have to go into it.
Five faces each time.
die, and you move whatever that die is. So if you get six bases, you would lose six bases if you didn't have to pay for two.
Oftentimes we get to do a lesson.
Exactly. And then you still pay for two spaces. It's always one of the runs. They don't quit. They can get knocked off, you know, like on risk. Or you can fire
okay.
them. Once you fire them,
yeah,
they
can thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Got some tea, so wrapping up.
Okay. So this might be the time where you might want to start if you want to go with the roll. You know, and then it's a game. You know, sometimes managing projects go in that heroic mode, and it works out
yes.
great. You know, you get your project finished.
Yes.
But something you know, like at what
yep.
cost? You might
yes.
burn
yep.
people.
Yep. Just deal them out.
So
those are your management reserve, which are extra chips you can draw on if you run out of money. But there's
so
a penalty for drawing into it in terms of the scoring. You'll see that you get extra points for holding on to all of those. But if you're out of money from all other sources, meaning you can't even borrow money,
and now
you can
pay that. So you're still paying out four spaces.
Say again?
You
can be out of money, absolutely, because you spend all your chips advancing your piece. Yep. Yes? But you can't draw from the bank.
So it's a one chip penalty.
Yes, that's right. We've got teams over there that are totally out of money. Well, there you go. Well, if you skip over this execution phase or so, go over. That's five chips per step. Yeah, but try it again. See what happens the second time. You'll see it goes really quick the second time you play. Teams that are finishing up, let us know that you finished. We're going to ask you for your university name, your fictional university name, and we're going to ask you for your point score, and Pat's going to put it up on the screen.
Scores that we've gotten so far up on the screen.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah,
that's
going
to start popping.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Apparently. I don't know what I'm doing here. Everybody else. I need Scott.
Scott Sachs to the podium. Hot mic. Scott Sachs.
Teams that have finished, if you want to jump into a second game, you can feel free to do that. We only have 15 minutes of official time left on the clock, but if you want to jump into another game, feel free. You know the ropes.
Let's see if I can do it on a whiteboard.
Oh, Pat's going to put up scores we've gotten so far right up on the board.
I don't know. If, no, that's not going to work. Where's the whiteboard? I might see if you can draw on this.
You got it. I'll 90 in favor copy.
But you got it.
What'd you say?
Show up?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I don't have a stylus, so that you have to use your finger. I might have to cancel. I haven't actually had a music.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Again and improve the score. You can roll through.
I don't know what this is.
Good job, team. You guys did it. You brought it home. Way to go.
All the scores are going up to Pat, and he's going to put them up on the screen if they can get the video up. But yes, absolutely.
When you finish up, make sure you get one of our attention so we can get your score up on the board that Pat and Scott are working on as soon as we've got video output up there.
and type on it? We have our business cards, Kay's business cards up here. So if you guys are interested in the game, things like that, want to discuss more, feel free to grab our business card and contact us. So.
But we're not over yet. Keep plugging away. Bring these projects home. Has every team, I understand that every team has completed. Congratulations on completing your first game of Project Risk. Well done, everybody. Well done. Way to bring those projects home. And so are these the last scores? So I think we have every score here, and we're going to just read them out. And when your team score is read out, just cheer like crazy. Okay? So the first one is we have the School of Exemplary Project Management coming in at 123 points. Way to go, team! And also coming in at an impressive 123 points is What's a Matter You? Way to go, What's a Matter? Coming in at 68 points, we have Vegas U. Way to go, Vegas. And remember, what stays over there, happens over there, stays over there. All right, sorry about that. I kind of messed that one up. All right, but by the skin of our teeth, you comes in at 88 points. Way to go, skin of the teeth. And our friends at Awesome University coming in at 87 points. Great job. You guys are awesome. Faber U comes in at 90 points. Way to go, Faber. And I love this one. IOU comes in at 115 points. Way to go, IOU. Five Sigma comes in at 40 points. Way to go, Five Sigma. Team Loaded Die comes in at 88 points. We should have been watching you guys a little more carefully, I guess. All right, Beta U came in at 96 points. Way to go, Beta. Lucky U came in at 96 points. Way to go, lucky you. And I like this one, too. As a matter of fact, it makes me hungry. Cheese steak, you, comes in at 80 points. Way to go. And amazing you comes in at 104 points. Congratulations, you are amazing. And as a matter of fact, you all are amazing for bringing these projects in. You've done a phenomenal job. And I know that we are almost out of time here. Let me just see how much time we've got.
Yeah. Hey, Rich. All right,
we've got 4 minutes remaining.
So I was going to say, usually we weren't able to do this with the presentation because of the time. But the real value is talking about, like how the game went, what did you learn, things like that. So in the remaining time, does anybody just want to share really quick something that they learned from the game that worked well, something that didn't work well, things like that? Silence.
The takeaways from this, as you extrapolate what you learned in the simulation and extrapolate it to real life, that's really where the value comes in. And so, yes, ma'am.
That it didn't very much pay to cut people because you still needed them to move the project forward.
It doesn't help to fire your team unless you're in all-out desperation. That's definitely a good lesson learned. Anything else in the last couple minutes? The absolutely great question. The games are available through Kay West of SuccessfulProjects.com. Kay, where are you? Kay, there's Kay West. So you can go and talk to Kay after this. And you can see she did a lovely job branding our game board so that it looks like Loyola. And you can see we have a beautiful campus and we have wonderful graduate and undergraduate programs. Please visit us at loyola.edu. Okay, well, once again, I'd like to thank the incredible staff that helped us today. This team has just done a phenomenal job. Thank you guys for really pitching in. It's fantastic. Thank you very much. And, of course, thank you to EDUCAUSE. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for helping us make this a success. And thank you to all of you, our fantastic virtual universities here, or simulated universities. And thank you all for joining us who are watching, streaming online, and playing at home. Have a wonderful night. Drive safely. God bless.
Hey, don't forget to fill out the online evaluations.
Oh, yes. Fill out the survey forms, please.